Exactly.
Thank you so much for this very, very timely book, as it was in the days of Noah. Friends, $10, Save America Ministries, so put it in your hands. You're going to really enjoy reading what our friend has in this book. Call us when you hear your fans on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner, will you? Go before the Lord as we would have you.
If you've been asking to be here for Just Christian, Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. But we urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Gavin Siemens. Sam, how do you pronounce your last name, Gavin?
Sime.
Hi, Sime.
Sime, S-E-I-M.
Sime, Gavin Sime, and Gavin is running for Congress up there in the Washington area. What specific district are you running in, and why are you running for Congress?
Hey, great to be here, Dr. Monfils. I appreciate you having me on. I am in Washington's 4th district up here in central Washington. This spans actually most of the central Washington area. And I'm running for Congress because America is losing its freedom and its job. And it's time to bring that back. We got to rein in the federal government and bring them under the limitation that we, the people, placed upon them.
All right. Well, now, how are we going to do that? Certainly, if Congress isn't making jobs, where are the jobs going to come from?
Jobs occur in a relatively natural state if the government doesn't infringe with the market. And frankly, from most perspectives on a federal level, what we have to do is get legal within the federal government. We have a lawless Congress that is not following the Constitution. They're kind of running hither and yonder, doing whatever they want to do, despite the fact that the Constitution gives them their marching orders and says, here are the things that you are allowed to do. They're doing other things. So they're involved in so many things they're not supposed to be. They're restricting economies. They're restricting free trade. They're restricting our liberty. And as a result of that sort of immoral lawlessness from the government, we're losing our liberty and we're also losing our economy.
Well said. I think that's exactly it. If the government would just stop so much taxation, the government would stop so much regulation, the government would let the people run the economy as it should be, why, everything would be fine. Just look what happens when the government gets in and gets involved and begins directing economy. And the Defense Department, even according to Donald Rumsfeld, had lost $2 trillion. They'd lost $2 trillion. They had no idea what had happened to it. But government cannot manage things well. Government, by its very nature, is inefficient. And people can run an economy. Government can't run an economy. So basically, then, how are you getting your community organized? How are you getting the information out about your view that we've got to cut back on government so people can be free and so the economy can flourish?
Right. Well, I'm a communicator. I mean, that's my background. I'm in the visual trade. I grew up doing in a family business, doing home improvement and things like that, and working in a family business. But then I extended out and got into the photographics industry, doing wall portraits and video and education and speaking and things like that. I have a company called Sime Studios that specializes in that. But ultimately, what's happened is I didn't plan to get into politics. I didn't plan to run for Congress. What I started seeing is we travel a lot for educational films that we produce, and I would load up the family in the RV and we'd travel around the country for months at a time. And I recognize more and more. I was raised homeschooled in a conservative Christian home, and so I knew that there was problems. But when I got out there, I had my own business, I had family, and I saw it from the perspective of what we're giving my children, and all of our children for that matter. And as we got out, we're losing our liberty. So my approach on that from the beginning has been to start conversations about liberty. Before I started running for Congress, I would do these videos where I would challenge federal agents at checkpoints and things like that, and I would turn to the camera and talk about the Constitution. And I caused quite a stir with those. We started getting hundreds of thousands of views on those, and I realized that conversations could be started that many people
hold that
really
thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like
nutrition. These delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Gavin Simon. He's running as a Republican in the 4th Congressional District in Washington. Apparently, the incumbent congressman has resigned, is not going to run again. And so, basically, there are a lot of candidates there. And the important thing is to get your message out. Now, of course, when you have somebody who's a good certainly constitutionalist, you know very well that ordinarily the print media and even much of the television and other media will not cover that. I know I've run for political office. And, Chrissy, at least in our area, why the media is totally controlled, has been for many years. So you can never get your message out. So Gavin is certainly working. And suddenly they're getting their yard signs out, and they're getting their flyers out, and they're doing everything they can to get people to help them, because this is really how you win. You get enough people out there working and talking about your candidacy, and people begin to know who you are and what you stand for. So, Gavin, would you like to tell people how they can get in touch with you? Do you have a website? Do you have a telephone number if they'd like to contribute to your campaign? How can they reach you?
Absolutely. Callmegav.com. Callmegav.com is the website. There's lots of stuff over there. We have a very active blog. We produce lots of videos, and there's also a contribution page. We definitely need people on board financially, because as you know, Dr. Monteith, campaigns are not free to run. And, you know, we're doing good at getting the message out. It's certainly a challenge, and I won't pretend I'm not exhausted, but we started in December, and we're basically the only challenger. We were the only challenger out there actively challenging the incumbent. And while, yes, there's a lot of candidates out there now, we have a strong constitutional liberty message that resonates with people. We're good with media. We do a lot of videos. We do a lot of social media. And, you know, that gives us strength. So it's a long road, and I kind of look at it like if God wants me in this seat, that's where he'll put me. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to work hard for it.
Well, I think that the important thing is to recognize that this is a spiritual battle, and basically
right.
I'm so glad that you're willing to stand up and profess your Christian faith, because a lot of people don't want to. They're afraid to express their Christian faith, and if we hide our light under a bushel, why, God will not bless that. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Gavin, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, you can call us at 464-8295. But if you'd like to know his position on certain issues, why, this is the time to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And of course, if you are in another part of the country and you don't have a good political candidate, why, you might even want to contribute to Gavin's campaign, because he needs certainly help from every source to run a legitimate campaign and hopefully to win. We need people who will stand up for what's right, for the Constitution and for God and country and positions of political power in this country. And it's not going to happen unless the people get involved. Well, now, basically, of course, how do you feel about the Republican Party's position as far as having a massive military and certainly directing affairs militarily throughout the world? Is that really what we should be doing, or should we be more circumspect and more concerned about defending America than defending what's going on over in the Ukraine?
I think you said it right. And for me, as somebody running for congressional office, it always comes back to the Constitution, because that's the mandate for the federal government. And what we need to do is we need to back out of all these foreign affairs. We need to stop trying to babysit the world. And we need to focus on getting our own house in order, protecting our own borders, limiting our spending, getting our budget under control. And of course, we need our military to protect our nation, and that's constitutionally mandated. But this idea that everything that goes down anywhere in the world, we just rush in and decide that we're going to take care of that.
I certainly concur with you. Well, we've got John calling, so we'll have John on the line here in just a moment or two. He's calling from, Wenatchee. I guess that must be Wenatchee, Washington. We'll have John with us in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, what we need are people who understand that the Constitution has to be what directs us. Unfortunately, the leaders of both political parties today don't believe in the Constitution. They're dedicated to this concept that America is going to certainly direct the whole world into this world government, world financial system. That's the basis of our foreign policy. And yet the average individual has no idea what's really going on. And they think that our government is concerned about preserving America. It's not. It has a subversive element, and basically that is a certainty to use America's financial and military power to bring about a world government. Well, John, calling from Wenatchee. John, do you have a question or comment?
I have a question for Gavin.
Go right ahead.
Gavin, I'd like to know how you feel about gay marriage, and if you believe that the Constitution actually protects homosexuals and they should be treated like every other human being. That's my question. I know you're a constitutional scholar, so I would.
All right. How do you feel about this, gay marriage? And is that a function of the federal government one way or the other? But what are your thoughts on it, first of all, from your personal point of view, and then from the point of view of the federal government?
Right. So I'd like to know his constitutional view about it.
Oh, sure. The constitutional view. Okay, fine. What is your constitutional view?
Well, and let me cover both. I mean, I believe marriage, as a Christian, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. Marriage is an institution defined by God, and I believe the Bible when it says homosexuality is wrong. Now, on the other hand, the federal government isn't mandated in the Constitution with managing marriage. So while that is a state issue, let's address the issue that you brought up of equal rights. Because,
well, do you believe a state should be able to stop a couple from pursuing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? And if happiness is being married, do you believe
that? No, the definition of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is our fundamental liberty. The right to marry is equal for all of us. We're talking about equal rights. You don't get to define somebody's right by their sexual gender. All of us have equal rights. So marriage is between a man and a woman. I can't marry a man any more than a man can marry a man. The rights are perfectly equal. Marriage is not a state institution. it's a spiritual institution. So what you're kind of getting the line
blurred between the difference.
John, please let him answer. Don't interrupt, and then we'll give you a chance to get your view in. Give him the courtesy of answering your question, and then the question will give you a chance to reply, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, go right ahead, Kevin.
Just real quick, John. I mean, the Constitution, as somebody who's running for federal office, is my mandate. So I'm not going to Congress to try and get the federal government involved in these issues that we deal with as a family. But we need to address this idea that because a cow does not get to be a rock, therefore we're infringing on the rights of cows. Marriage is an institution defined by God, not the state, as between a man and a woman. And there's no basic mandate of liberty that says you have an absolute and fundamental right to redefine the meaning of a word. Go ahead. You clearly have some input here as well. So let's hear
all
that.
Right, fine. That's John. Would you like to respond?
I guess that's what it comes down to. That's what I was wondering what your opinion was on that. So you believe that the government should be able to mandate homosexuals not to be able to marry each other?
Well, I'm focusing on the federal issue right now.
I mean, I understand your opinion. I understand. I mean, I was raised in a Christian home too, and that's what I was taught. But I, you know, once I've been out here and, you know, I know a lot of gay people, and I don't believe that I should tell them, no, you can't pursue your dreams.
Let me ask you this, John. Do you want the government to redefine institutions that are defined in matters of faith?
You want them to get involved in every aspect of everybody's life.
Well, as far as homosexuality is concerned, this is a... There's nothing in the Constitution that allows the federal government to intervene. As far as the state government is, has the right to do whatever it wants to, and basically if homosexuals want to certainly live together, we can't stop them from living together. We should certainly tell them what they're doing is dangerous for their health. In fact, if you're homosexual, you're going to die much younger. If you're every one in every three lesbians gets breast cancer, homosexuals die 10 to 15 sometimes 20 years younger than their counterparts who are heterosexual. I think you have to tell them that. But to call it marriage, it's not marriage. This marriage is a condition decreed by God, and what they're doing is not decreed by God. But why do they want to call it marriage? They want to make an issue, and John was simply calling in to disrupt the program. And anyway, let's go to Lars, calling from Central Washington. Again, our guest is Gavin, and he's running in the 4th Congressional District. Lars, do you have a question or comment for our guest? Lars, go right ahead.
I am actually from Grant County, Gavin, and I first discovered you when I was looking through some YouTube clips about the checkpoints, and I thought that was really awesome that you did that, but something I am seeing with a lot of people in my younger age group, I had the opportunity to vote back in 2004 and 2008, and I chose not to because I didn't think there was any candidate worth voting for. I went to the caucus and was a delegate for Ron Paul because I thought he was someone who really stood for our constitutional rights and stuff. My big question for you, I guess, is, What is your advice for getting younger people who kind of talk with their friends that they're tired about the same old people in office, but they're not really getting involved? And
hold that thought. Hold that thought. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of them have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 800-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Gavin Simon. Basically, we're talking about Gavin Simon. We're talking about his candidacy for Congress in the 4th Congressional District. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And if you have a question for Gavin, give us a call. And then, of course, one more time, Gavin, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, because you have to get these things out several times before people begin to become acquainted and know where to go. What is your website? How can they reach you? And do you have a telephone number or just a website?
I'll just direct everybody to keep it simple to callmegav.com. And yes, we do have a number. There's an email. We have a Facebook page, and we're very active on all these things. Communication is key to what we're doing here. So by all means, get in touch if you want to support or volunteer. Just have a question. Just go to callmegav.com, and you'll find everything you need right there. And we're easy to get a hold of.
Okay, fine, because we have Lars calling from Central Washington. Lars wanted to know how they were going to get young people involved, and Gavin just said the only way we're going to get people involved, the young people involved, is to strike up a conversation with them. And so a lot of them are very disillusioned with government, as they well should be. But, of course, the thing is that they have to understand that we either get back to our constitutional system or we live in a dictatorship. There's no place in between. Our founding fathers recognized the fact that democracies always degenerate into despotism. Democracies always degenerate into despotism. We are not a democracy, no matter what the media says, no matter exactly. what our politicians say. Certainly Gavin's well aware of the fact we're a republic. And there's all the difference between a republic and a democracy as there is between light and darkness. And we've got to get our young people to understand what America is, what it was, and then, of course, why things are changing. Lars, is there anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Thank you for taking my call, and I wish you the best luck, Gav.
Appreciate it. Yeah, feel free to get in touch. We'd love to have you on board.
Okay, right. Lars. And basically, of course, Lars was talking about the fact that there are YouTubes and other things up on the Internet people can go to. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And are you using a lot of YouTubes and other videos, certainly on the Internet, to get your message out?
Yes, very much so. In fact, we were starting that before I even decided to run, and that's one of the things that prompted me, is I realized what large-scale conversations we were starting and thought, you know, we need to keep this forward, going forward, because people really are not aware. We need to start the brush fires of liberty, and we need to spread those into a forest fire, into the hearts and minds of Americans who hold our liberty to be self-evident.
Well, now, would you like to discuss the difference between a republic and a democracy? And are we a democracy? And if we're not a democracy, why aren't we a democracy? Everybody knows we're a democracy. That's what I learned in school. That's what the president says. That's what our elected officials say. What's the difference between a democracy and a republic, and why is it important?
It's very important, and I'll try and be brief about it, because I know we could talk for a long time about it. But condensed down, we are a republic. We elect representatives so that we have representation of the minority, not just the mob rule, not democracy. In very simple, condensed form, this is one of my favorite ways to lay it out. Democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding what to have for dinner. And a republic is two wolves and a well-armed sheep deciding what to have for dinner. A republic, that is, gives us that balance. It gives that balance of justice so that the mob rule doesn't just say, we decide we don't want you to have rights or liberty or life, and therefore we can. So a democracy is very similar to a dictatorship, to complete tyranny, and it's very important that we understand that difference, because the lie that we are a democracy has spread far and wide, and I'm not sure when that started, but it's certainly not the case.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that the founding fathers of America knew what had happened in ancient Greece, and they knew what had happened in ancient Rome, and they knew that democracies don't work because people will always vote for the fellow who promises to give them the most. 40% of the American people today are very supportive of Barack Obama. Why? Because they're all getting government checks. And basically, all you have to do is get out and vote for some guy who's going to take money from one person and give it to you. You're going to vote for him. And unfortunately, why we've got so many people today, over half of our population's getting something from the government, and they're all against those people taking money and giving it to others, but they want their money themselves. And it's going to be very hard to get people to vote not to give themselves money. That's what democracy is all about. And basically, a republic is to limit the power of government so men can be free. And a government that can provide for you from the cradle to grave, ladies and gentlemen, must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be right back.
While a storm
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that miracle soap really is a miracle. Miracle-Gro products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle-Gro, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle-Gro products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle-Gro and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle-Gro today. After you've tried Miracle-Gro around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink.
Call Radio Liberty and order your miracle to today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Gavin Simon. We're basically, he's running for Congress in the 4th Congressional District there in the state of Washington. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Gavin, our number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We had David calling from Santa Cruz. He wanted to know, Gavin felt about the Constitution. Gavin said it would be the foundation of how he would vote, and we've got to get the government out from doing all the things it's not supposed to be doing. Basically, the Constitution limits what the federal government can do, and the 10th Amendment to the Constitution says that any powers not specifically given to the Congress are to be limited. They're just not to be allowed to do it. And then David had another question. Incidentally, if you're out in the listening audience and have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But David, go right ahead.
Yeah, my other question has to do with Mike Huckabee was wanting to abolish the IRS, and it says that people have right to petition for redress against the government, against unconstitutional laws or things that are way out of hand as far as our government not being, how to say, the checks and balances being so far out of hand that we have the right to petition for redress. And one was...
David, are you asking, would he support this idea of doing away with the IRS? Was that the basic question?
That would be the question.
Okay, fine. How do you feel about doing away with the IRS?
I would love to do away with the IRS. I know that won't happen overnight, but I think it's important that for people who are not armchair politicians and for statesmen that actually want to get involved and take our country back to address the constitutional issues. And we have, you know, the 16th Amendment, and we have the income tax, and we have problems we can address, and there are imperfections, but the IRS is behaving lawlessly, just like the NSA, just like the Bureau of Tobacco and Firearms. So I would be all for ending the IRS entirely and going to more of a flat tax type of model. I think that would be an ideal approach. But I think in the immediate sense, right here, right now, we have to completely stop tolerating the utter despotism and lawlessness that we're seeing from the IRS and the way that they're targeting conservative groups. And it's astounding. And we have to treat lawlessness from government as it is. The government doesn't get to rewrite our rights. They don't get to decide what law is. The Constitution, especially on that federal level, says this is what is legal for you to do. And we need to get legal in the government. Anything that is outside those boundaries is criminal.
Amen to that. And suddenly, anything else, David, before we let you go?
It's a point of interest historically that the IRS was never really fully ratified. It was kind of like some things are snuck into the American government due by people who are not, I say, have a secrecy about them. I was reading in a book, and it said secrecy is secrecy begets tyranny, and how people in secret make pacts and deals with other people, and how the IRS and both the Federal Reserve were two things that really abased our constitutional republic greatly. It's been 100 years.
Right.
The bills took place about 1913, I believe, and how important if we fail to learn from our history, how our republic will be affected and perhaps even doomed. I mean, if we don't get back to the origins of liberty and the foundations of our forefathers, what they meant to be able to be a free enterprise people and a people with the ability to reach their potential as citizens.
Comment on that, yes. Gavin, before we let David go.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to speak too much to the historical aspect because I don't have all the information I need right in front of me. But I think right now where we are here today, this is what we have. We have lawlessness in government. We have lawlessness and tyranny in the IRS. So I think the most important thing is that we get representatives that will vote constitutionally. We get people to be more aware of these things because this is the supreme law of the land. So there's certainly things to be fixed, and ending the IRS is one of them. But rather than go down all the rabbit trails, I just want to keep the emphasis on they're breaking the law, and that has to be addressed.
Right. And I think that's it. That's well done. David, yeah. Thank you very much for calling.
Well, God bless America, and the Constitution is still the law of all the people of the United States, whether
absolutely.
Government or private.
Absolutely. Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. We have Ron calling from Washington. Hi, Ron. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, yes, sir. I've talked with Gavin myself, and I'm very impressed, and I certainly agree with his position on the issues, but there are several other candidates also with the same type of or similar position on the issues. Clint Didier is one of them. I just wondered why people should vote for him instead of somebody else.
Sure. My strength is communication. It's starting conversation. I think it's relevant. I think you want to consider the actual stands that each candidate has taken. And you need to look at the facts, not just the talk, but the evidence. I have been active for the Constitution for some time. And when I say active, I mean vocal, and I mean sticking my neck out for it. And we need people in Congress who are going to be fighters. And the main thing, I'm not here to knock other candidates, but look at the facts, look at the issues. It does concern me that none of the other candidates were willing to challenge the incumbent. They all waited for the incumbent to retire. And they'll have to, decide how they want to address that. But the main thing for me is that I understand the Constitution. I understand the limitation of our government, and I'm good at starting conversations about that. I'm young and I'm fiery, and I'm effective at it.
And, of course, basically, it sounds like he's running a good campaign, and certainly it sounds like he's having an impact, and he certainly knows how to run a campaign. Ron, you're going to have to decide who you're going to get back, but what they should do is get a lot of the other people who are constitutionalists simply to drop out. If they've got an ego problem, that's one thing. The important thing is to get this congressional seat in the hands of somebody who believes in the Constitution. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yes, sir. As far as whether a law is valid or not, go to the first sentence of the Declaration of Independence about the laws of nature and nature's God. And
right.
The laws of nature say that we have to conform with reality. Reality is men and women are not interchangeable. We are quite unique. And the second thing, the laws of nature's God, comes right from the Bible. So that sets our standards. So some of this stuff is absolutely preposterous.
Amen
and it needs
that.
To be addressed and addressed right. in that manner. And we're not going to let somebody destroy our social fabric because
well,
they want to be
pretty,
real trendy.
Ron, they've done a pretty good job of destroying our social fabric. We've got to get back again.
Well, and I don't mind standing up to them. I've done it myself on the campaign trail.
I know you have.
Doing it again.
Right, and hope you will. You'll run again. Anyway, God bless, Ron. Thanks very much.
Good luck, Kevin.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Gavin, who's running for the fourth congressional seat there in the state of Washington. And basically, of course, there are a number of people running, and it's really very short-sighted. But suddenly, they get up simply behind one candidate rather than split the vote. Now, basically, of course, there are a lot of people running for the Democrat ticket as well. And is this a liberal or a conservative district, you know?
It is a conservative district. So actually, it's a good thing that there's a lot of people running for the Democrat ticket as well, because this is a top two state. So only the top two in the primary go through. And as long as one of us for Liberty gets through that, I think is key. And I was just going to, at the very end, add to Ron there that, you know, I don't really run my campaign from the approach of, you know, look what all the other candidates are doing that is so negative, but try to keep the conversation going and just encourage everybody to look into it. You know, go to my website, callmegav.com, and see where I come down on from the issue of the Democrats running Dr. Monteith. I think that as long as their vote is split, that we have a good thing going, because as long as there's a Republican in the primary and a Liberty person in the primary, then it's highly unlikely that a Democrat would win. This is not a Democrat district, and they do not get a majority of the vote. So really the only chance they would have to win is if there were two Democrats in the primary election, and that would be very scary, but that's not likely to happen here.
Well, I think that people have to understand basically the whole idea of the two-party system they really want to have. It's in the liberal Democrat and a liberal Republican. Look at the congressional campaign we had in 2008 for the presidency. You had Barack Obama, the most liberal Democrat in the United States Senate, running for president against John McCain, the most liberal Republican running for the United States presidency. In other words, two left-wing candidates, one Republican, one Democrat. It really didn't matter which one you got in. But this whole thing was rigged, and this is the way they run so many of our elections. And we've got to start taking back the electoral process. We lose our freedom if we're not involved. And people are going to have to put up money and time and effort. And some people say, well, I don't have any money. Well, then they can take the time. And what can people actually do to help you at this point, Gavin?
In a large sense, the number one thing they can do is to contribute. We need the financial support. And that's important. It's not the funnest part of a campaign, but it's the nature of it. We have to continue getting the word out there and maintain our strength in it. For those that can't, and especially for those that are local, is volunteering. If you're in the district, get in touch with us and find out, you know, on the small sense, you know, put out a sign, but get more involved and join one of the volunteer teams and get on board directly, because that helps too. So I think it's important for all Americans to remember that we have to be vigilant. We are tasked with being the sentinels of liberty. And we don't all do it in the exact same way. Some of us can contribute financially. Some of us can spread the word and spread the fires of liberty. Some of us can volunteer. But get engaged, because if we do not stand up for liberty now, if we don't stand up and take back liberty now, then our children and grandchildren will have to do it at the price of blood.
And I agree with you totally. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, well, let's take some specific issues. Oh, how do you feel about Obamacare? Is this a good idea? Should the federal government be helping people so that everybody can have health care? And isn't it important that people have health care?
You know, Obamacare is not just bad because I utterly disdain it. Obamacare is evil because it is a complete violation of our fundamental liberties, in that it's trampling on our constitutional rights in various areas. But it's also vile in that it's lawlessness from the federal government, because we can talk about health care and on a state level, and there's a lot of conversations we could have about health care, but trying to keep the federal government focused on that constitutional foundation. The federal government is not enumerated. They're not granted the authority to be involved in healthcare. And I think, as evidenced by how completely dysfunctional Obamacare it is, it really just resonates that much more. You do not want the federal government involved in micromanaging the matters of your family and your life.
Well, now, basically, of course, at the present time, we're running $1 trillion a year deficit. Basically,
right.
When Barack Hussein Obama became president, the national debt was $10.7 trillion. Today, the national debt is over $17.5 trillion, almost a $7 trillion increase in a little over 5 years. Disaster. Now, basically, how in the heaven's name are we going to be able to deal with this massive deficit spending?
One step at a time. And what is because we need less regulation and more growth. So things like Obamacare, overreaching taxation and welfare, they're breaking the fiscal foundation of America. So as somebody in Congress, I'm going to be looking at every opportunity to decrease government intervention, to become less dependent on foreign oil and help create jobs, work to fully repeal Obamacare, oppose illegal federal entitlements, and reduce the spending. Ultimately, if your house is in foreclosure, Dr. Monteith, you don't go buy a castle. And what we have to do is we have to get back to reality. We have massive debt, and that's going to be hard to deal with. But what we need to do right now here today is start getting fiscally responsible and stop the spending. And much of it is easy to address on a legal level because it's already unconstitutional.
All right. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the Central Coast of California, you can call us at that second number. Otherwise, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And certainly, we also have Gavin running for the 4th Congressional District there in Washington. How many congressional districts are there in the state of Washington? How many congressmen go from Washington back, go from the state of Washington to the city of Washington?
I'm pretty sure it's 8, and don't chastise me too much if I'm wrong, but I'm relatively certain that we do have 8 districts here. So it's a fairly large number of seats.
All right, fine. And basically, Chris, now would you consider Washington a conservative or liberal state? I really don't know much about Washington politics. Most of the people I there know are conservative. But Washington is fairly liberal, isn't it?
Yeah, Washington is very liberal as a state. What happens with Washington is you basically have kind of a split where the mountains are. So you have the west side, which for state issues like governor, like senators, they carry the vote, and they're very liberal over there. This side of the mountains, and as such, the 4th District and other districts over here are pretty well-founded conservative Republican districts. But and in that sense, in the state issues, yes, King County tends to carry that vote in the liberal sense. It's been some time since we've had a conservative governor.
All right, fine. Well, it's going to be very interesting as this race goes up. Now, when is the primary there?
The primary is August 5th, and it's around that time because it's all by mail ballots here now. But that primary is going to be critical. So people make sure, and this is key. You know, we talk about how can we affect change? How can we get involved? Don't wait till the general election, because by the time you get to a general election, the candidates who have made it through, that's your choices. Your primary is when you have your chance to vet your candidates. You know, go to their websites, find out what their issues are, make sure that they're not just politicians, but they're actually going to be representing our liberty, and figure that out. Make sure you're registered for that primary and make sure you get involved in that and support your candidates, whoever you may be, in whatever district you live in, because that's a critical level of involvement.
Well, I'm really very glad that they're going to have at least paper ballots, because this whole idea of electronic voting, I think there's not one electronic voting machine that cannot be rigged. So basically, you're better at least to have a paper ballot. At least there's something material you can look at and actually get a legitimate voting count. Well, we've got about a minute or two for you to wrap up the program. What's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners tonight?
I would just say we have to stand together for liberty. We've got to get together. We've got to hold our government accountable. And I'm going to help carry that voice. So head over to callmegav.com, check it out, and get on board. But wherever you are, find out who your candidates, who your representatives are. Make sure they're doing their job. And if they're not, remove them and take back our liberty.
And one more time, slowly, your website.
callmegav.com, callmegav.com.
Callmegav.com. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you agree with Gav and you'd like to help him, why, callmegav.com. There are a lot of things you can do. Get in touch with the campaign, and if you'd like to help him financially, I'm sure he'll appreciate it. God bless you. Gav, I look forward to talking to you again real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Monty. Have a good one.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan in the name of fairness. If one of the other candidates who's running in the congressional district would like to come on the program, they can certainly give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or certainly 800-544-8927. We'd be glad to consider putting them on as well in the name of fairness. I would certainly point out that the certainly young man, Gavin Slame, did a great job, and certainly his views that he presents very, very well. And certainly you'll have to decide who you're going to back. But if you're living up there in Washington, get involved. If you're not involved, why you're going to lose your freedom. And we are losing our freedom very, very rapidly. We've been taken over at the national level. If we're going to take America back, it's going to have to be from the bottom up, not from the top down, because the leadership of both political parties is partial to the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you doubt that, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And basically, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to know how the world really works, not the way you're told and you're taught in school, because it's all a lie. Basically, we have a small little group, controls both political parties, makes mockery of the electoral process. They control the media. Certainly, they control their military. You'll find that the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, certainly half of them, but certainly between 1949 and 1999, half of them came from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations, and most of the people in key positions in the military are affiliated in one way or another with the Brotherhood. They control the major banks. They control the central, the Federal Reserve System, certainly. Prior to Ben Bernanke, three of the four of chairmen of the Federal Reserve, before that, three of the four came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. This did not happen by accident. A small little group of people control banking. There's six major banks that control, certainly, 67% of all the financial assets in the United States. They control our major corporations. They control the media. The six major corporations that control 90% of the media. And if you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. That's The New Media Monopoly. We've recommended now. The book is written by a liberal college professor who thinks the media is controlled by the radical right. But as far as his details are concerned, he's right on the darkness by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, and quite frankly, we do need your financial help. I mean, no matter what they're telling you, there's a real squeeze on all the conservative ministries out across America. And certainly we just lost one of our best advertisers because, of course, their donations are down and they had to drop off advertising with us. They didn't want to. They've been with us for 8 or 9 years. But for financial reasons, they just had to make some drastic cuts. So if you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly love to hear from you, because we want to maintain our network of stations so we can continue doing 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours a day. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
While the storm clouds gather,
for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesty above the curtain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and For the next hour, the views of Andrew Skousen, who ordinarily is with us certainly on tomorrow morning, but we're not going to be doing an early program tomorrow. So Andrew is with us tonight to bring us up to date on the World Affairs Brief. Hi, Andrew. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. We're doing just fine tonight, thanks.
Why don't you just go ahead and bring us up to date on what's going on with the World Affairs Brief, okay?
Yeah, you bet. Well, the big story this week in the brief is about the prospect for war in the Ukraine, as well as some rumors of war about a possible conflict coming in with Iran soon. The prospects for peace in Ukraine don't look good as of this writing, Joel says in the brief. If anything, the rhetoric on both sides has increased to a level that borders on irresponsibly provocative. Both NATO military leaders and the temporary Ukrainian government keep talking about quote-unquote massing of Russian troops near eastern Ukraine, and therefore that an invasion is imminent. But no one is providing verifiable facts to back up these assertions. Constantly using the word massing for a few thousand troops is about as accurate as the claim of quote-unquote sanctions to describe the minimal restrictions the West has slapped on a few of Putin's top henchmen recently. Added to this are the swirling rumors that Israel has suddenly shut down its embassies in an unprecedented move that portends a strike on Iran. Joel says, all I can say is that it would be the height of military foolishness for Israel to start a war with Iran, which could retaliate against U.S. forces in the Middle East, while the U.S. is confused and unprepared about how to respond to additional Russian moves in Eastern Europe. Fox News reports that some U.S. officials, who want to remain anonymous, are saying there are more indications than ever that Russia could invade Ukraine. This is a quote from a senior U.S. official, as reported by Fox News. Quote, the thinking in the U.S. government is that the likelihood of a major Russian incursion into Ukraine has increased. The new thinking is based mostly off of analysis of public information, such as heightened rhetoric from Putin and his claims that Russian-speaking people in Ukraine face quote-unquote brutality. He is building a public case for more military action, according to senior U.S. officials, end quote. Bill says, I am suspicious about this report because the officials were basing their concerns on news reports rather than official intelligence reports, which would have included real-life satellite photos of the size of Russian forces on the border or spies on the ground. The U.S. certainly has been doing detailed surveillance of the Russian position, so it's suspicious that they won't reveal anything definitive. Everyone keeps hyping the word massing of troops. But based upon prior wars, that should mean hundreds of thousands of troops, not the tens of thousands that are estimated right now. So far, Joel says, I remain skeptical about a real live invasion, but it is possible. Continuing the Fox News quote. Also significant is the large buildup of Russian forces along the border with Ukraine. U.S. defense officials say the numbers of troops far exceeds the amounts needed for a training exercise. And the fact that there is no real evidence any large-scale exercises have occurred and that none of the troops have returned to their bases is also concerning to U.S. observers.
Hold that thought. Our guest, Chris, is Andrew Skousen. We're going over this week's World Affairs Brief. But, ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to scare us to death. We're being manipulated.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Joel is simply saying that what's going on over there, supposedly this confrontation between Russia and the Ukraine, and this thought that Russia is going to invade the Ukraine, this is all simply phony talk. It's all part of an effort to try to give us the impression that there's a real danger to the Ukraine and we're going to have to do something. There are people that really would like to get us involved in a war over there. I hope and pray that this is not going to take place, but it's certainly Joel's opinion and is exactly like mine. This is all smoke and mirrors. We are being manipulated by phony and certainly deceitful propaganda. They control the media. They're trying to convince us that we're on the verge of a major confrontation, a major war, and it's not true. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you. One of the reasons for all of this saber rattling and wagging the dog of for the benefit of the American population is to encourage us to approve some of the IMF bailout schemes that are being proposed. And it's working. This is from Fox News. In Rome, as part of an overseas tour, President Obama stressed the need for the U.S. to support Ukraine. The Senate, shortly after noon, approved the first major Ukraine aid bill, one which also includes sanctions against Russia. The House approved a different version, but each would provide $1 billion to Ukraine. And lawmakers are trying to iron out the differences before the end of the day, end quote. Joel says, this is just what we need, a bill that throws $1 billion at yet another former satellite nation that the U.S. has no intention of actually defending in the long term. I can tell you that Russia fully intends to take back all the former Soviet states as she builds toward World War III. And this is the beginning of that gradual process. Meanwhile, the G7 can't formally decide whether to expel Russia permanently. They keep saying they are, but when pressed, no nation is willing to commit to permanent expulsion for Russia. Obviously, the EU is still in the mode of accommodating Russia and holding out the olive branch. Very naive, Joel says. Continuing the quote from Fox News. The latest assessment offers a consensus view of intelligence agencies and the U.S. military. The assessment also takes into account that Putin likely has the desire to create a land bridge into Crimea, and the possibility that Moscow could move to expand its territory by annexing Transnistria, a breakaway state whose 1990 claim of independence from the former Soviet Republic of Moldova has gone unrecognized by the rest of the world, end quote. There's been a lot of hype coming out of Ukraine about Russia invading Moldova, but that's unlikely without an invasion of eastern Ukraine. Moldova is across the country, and Russia can't get there except by crossing all of Ukraine. But what is also interesting is that the U.S. NATO commander, General Philip Breedlove, has been at the forefront, broadcasting the Russian threat, which can only mean that the U.S. is intent on involving NATO eventually. But German Chancellor Angela Merkel is clearly not enthused at the prospect. She's an old communist from East Germany and can't even countenance a cutoff of economic trade with Russia, let alone war. This from Fox News. General Philip Breedlove, NATO's supreme ally commander for Europe, gave a classified briefing Thursday morning to members of the House Armed Services Committee. "We're all concerned about what Russia is doing on the border of Ukraine," Breedlove said after the first briefing. "The size of the forces have a message that are not congruous with respecting the border." Republicans in the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday strongly urged President Obama to take a firmer stance against Russia. The letter's authors said they are gravely concerned about the reported troop buildup and urged the Obama administration to work with NATO allies to share intelligence with the Ukrainian government so they can prepare for any further incursions by Russia. Joel inserts, "How about sharing some of those details with the American public?" Back to the quote. "There is deep apprehension that Moscow may invade eastern and southern Ukraine, pressing west to Transnistria, and also seeking land grabs in the Baltic," they wrote. Quote. Joel says, "Sounds like they've been reading the World Affairs brief, as there has heretofore been no hint in the media that, quote-unquote, our ally, Russia, would take such offensive actions as a land grab to the Baltic, although I have long predicted it." These congressmen on the Foreign Relations Committee don't know anything except what the government briefed them on. So this is good evidence that the government has long known about the phony fall of the Soviet Union and Russian plans to reconstitute the Union prior to World War III. Government briefers must have hinted something like this to the committee that Russia may have also designs on the Baltic. In a big picture sense, it is telling that the U.S. is not mobilizing any forces to counter Russia in Ukraine, and neither is NATO. Therefore, any sudden invasion into Ukraine by the Russians will be met with no effectual resistance. That either means that the U.S. knows the Russian invasion is all hype, or that it doesn't intend to stop it, so as to let Russia accrue its own aggressor reputation. The latter, however, would inhibit any further ability of the U.S. to weaken our defenses via suicidal disarmament treaties with Russia, and would also alert the American public that Russia is a much bigger problem, even than the phony, quote, war on terror, end quote. We'll just have to wait and see. Lastly, this whole conflict has many aspects of political theater, typified by no real shooting in the Crimea, no real sanctions against Russia, and the IMF deciding to throw yet more money at Ukraine, which can't even service its current debt. Ukraine has been granted an emergency bailout of up to $18 billion to save it from default, and at least $3 billion of that will immediately go to Russia. Russia will also get much of what remains, since Ukraine is in arrears to Gazprom for natural gas supply. Naturally, the loan will require Ukraine to slash public spending, and the new government will once again be subject to destabilizing austerity protests, which may provide perhaps yet another excuse for Putin to intervene in the East. Meanwhile, this week, there was an inflammatory anti-Ukraine story where another, quote, leaked phone conversation, end quote, was uploaded to YouTube, where former right-wing Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko is reported to say in the video, "Go grab guns and kill those darned Russians with their leader," so that, quote, "not even scorched earth will be left where Russia stands," end quote. Later on in the video, she is reported to say, quote, "they," meaning the Russians in Ukraine, "must be killed with nuclear weapons," end quote. On Twitter, that denied this, but the recordings had been edited and implied that it was by the FSB. These, of course, extremely inflammatory for any politician. A Newland wiretapping leak recently. Joel says, "I find it hard to believe that any politician would risk saying something so outlandish as this on the phone. It seems fake. But if it is real, it would mean Tymoshenko is still a Russian puppet and is purposely sacrificing herself itself in order to fuel public hatred of the opposition. Either way, the world seems to be letting it die. When Timoshenko announced this week that she will run for president, no one even brought up the embarrassing comments about nuking Russian Ukrainians. Moving on now to the Israeli aspect. This week, Reuters reported that Israel was suddenly shutting down all their embassies over a supposed wage strike. The internet, however, quickly became aflame with speculation that Israel was up to something bigger, like attacking Iran. Barbara Honegger, a former presidential advisor of the neocon variety and senior military affairs journalist at the U.S. Naval Postgraduate School, added much fire to those rumors by saying, quote, because of the recall of Israel's embassy and consulate personnel worldwide under the guise of a wage strike, assuming this Reuters story is true, I believe Israel is about to go to war on Syria and Iran, which would bring in Russia, the U.S., and NATO. The Malaysia Airlines, quote, search, end quote, is probably a cover for moving naval and Air Force military assets into place, end quote. Joel says, while I have long predicted that Israel will attack Iran as the prime Muslim target of the globalists, who can't tolerate any Muslim nation developing its own indigenous weapon system, let alone nuclear, there is no good reason to link the inevitable attack on Iran with the embassy closing. Here's my reasoning. One, no other nation has shut down all their embassies worldwide prior to war, especially among allies, which may be helpful in time of war, and who certainly will have a constant need to be briefed on Israeli intentions. Moreover, why give Iran a heads up that war is coming with such a dramatic move? Second, Israel has an ultra-socialist labor system left over from the Marxist labor movement which founded Israel. Excessive power that unions have in Israel, and the reluctance of a nominal right-wing government to step in and defend labor by ordering the foreign service personnel back to work. That said, there are other credible signs that Israel is still intent on attacking Iran, including a recent $2 billion budget increase for military readiness. In the U.S., the neocons in Congress are in lockstep with Israel, and recently moved ahead on a bill aimed at punishing Iran and backing Israel in any conflict. Here's PolicyMike.com on that issue. They say, quote, here we go again. Just as world powers start to close the gap of mistrust between themselves and their Iranian counterparts about Iran's nuclear program, the U.S. Senate decides to ramp up the pressure on Iran by trying to push through harmful legislation meant to get even tougher with its Persian adversary should the deal crumble. As of now, the Nuclear Weapons Free Iran Act of 2013 has 58 total sponsors, with 26 original endorsements. While President Obama has promised to veto the bill should he get his hands on it, securing 67 votes would absolve it from crossing his chopping block. This paragraph would raise an eyebrow of even an untrained eye, given the lies hidden within the prose. Quote, if the government of Israel is compelled to take military action in legitimate self-defense against Iran's nuclear weapons program, the United States government should stand with Israel and provide, in accordance with the law of the United States and the constitutional responsibility of Congress, to authorize the use of military force, diplomatic, military, and economic support to the government of Israel.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, of course, our guest Andrew Skelton, reading his dad's Sydney World Affairs Brief, weekly World Affairs Brief, and certainly we're going into this tragic situation that exists in Sydney and Syria, and of course, we're actually funding the terrorists that are killing the Christians, and basically, because we are funding the Islamic terrorist movement in Syria, over 140,000 innocent civilians have been killed. There are millions of Syrians who have been driven from their homes. And where is the outcry from America's Christian leaders? Where is the outcry from our political leaders about the fact that we are funding this radical Islamic movement in Syria and fighting it in Afghanistan and Iraq? What sort of madness is this? Or maybe it's simply a reflection of the fact that most of what's going on over there is totally phony. And we're funding both sides. But go right ahead, Andrew.
Said, Dr. Sam. In fact, we are actually helping the wrong side. We're pointing out the contradictions here between the quotes from Brennan and John Clapper that are making about that they are hand wringing about how much the hardline Islamic factions are gaining power over in Syria, when in fact these are specifically the groups that are being supported by the main weapons transfers and funds transfers provided by Saudi Arabia and Qatar, which are of course funneling them from Kurt Nimmo in his analysis here from InfoWars continues. The United States has publicly lamented the dominance of radical Islamism on the battlefields of Syria. Western hopes of building a moderate Syrian opposition to President Bashar al-Assad have been set back after the Islamist militias that dominate the rebel movement said they were going it alone and intended to establish a Sharia state, the Telegraph reported last September, end quote. Joel says, it may well be that all this anti-terror propaganda in Syria is done to give Israel an excuse to attack Syria rather than Iran. Yet another piece of the puzzle confirms that Turkey is planning for a Syrian invasion. There was a leak of a secret meeting that surfaced this week between Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, Turkish Armed Forces Deputy General, National Intelligence Agency Chief, and Foreign Affairs Undersecretary of that country, discussing possible war scenarios with Syria. Something's up here, and it may well start with a false flag attack that Turkey is planning to blame on Syria. We have a link in the brief to a story that has more details about that. Once again, Joel says, learn to recognize when the globalists have someone in their sight. They'll never take no for an answer on Syria until Syria gets taken down. This is one of the reasons why I don't think the Israeli strike on Iran is imminent. They have long demanded that the U.S. take down Syria first, so as to lessen Iran's retaliatory power against Israel, working through surrogates in Syria and Lebanon. It just might be that because the U.S. is bound to honor the chemical weapons disarmament agreement with Syria, that Israel might have to start the more broad war with Syria as well. Well, switching gears here, the next part of the brief is about analyzing the promoters of dollar collapse. The number of voices calling for a collapse of the dollar is reaching a crescendo, and I'm compelled to do a detailed analysis to keep my readers from panicking, Joel says. No, I'm not saying everything is fine. It isn't. But you have to understand both the power and the intent of the powers that be to see why they aren't intentionally trying to pull the plug on the economy. In fact, they show every sign of trying to keep things afloat with continual bailout, but without causing hyperinflation. I'll cover three of the most prominent purveyors of the dollar collapse scenario. The first is Porter Stansbury. Stansbury runs an investment advisory company, and he's flooding the internet with the claim that one particular bill signed by Congress is going to collapse the dollar. The bill is House Resolution 2847, the Higher Incentives to Restore Employment, HIRE Act, which is a real bill that was signed into law in 2010. But it's not the hiring incentives that are the threat, he says, but the evil provision that was tacked onto the bill called the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. This law is a problem, and is known as FATCA, FATCA. It is an extension of the ongoing program of the Feds to pressure offshore financial institutions to provide a 1099 form to the Internal Revenue Service for their American customers, hence revealing secret foreign bank accounts and dinging American tax evaders with huge tax bills. TheHill.com gave this summary, quote, under FATCA, banks will be forced to submit information on total assets, account balances, transactions, account numbers, and other personal identifying information. This intrusion denied and would not be accepted.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 4-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what it Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it. That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. 655 and ask about
He's 100 years ago. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed food is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Joel is going down the line with some of the people writing articles, getting up, becoming the push of silver. And David is saying this silver, there's going to be a black swan event. A black swan is something that doesn't happen very often. Well, David Morgan says there's going to be a very unusual event that's going to take place, a black swan. Having to do with silver is going to promote a run on the dollar. Andrew, you pick the story up.
Well, this is as explained by Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com, who comments favorably on Morgan's claim. Silver expert David Morgan is warning of coming financial changes that may be forced on the U.S. during the next G20 meeting, Morgan says. The impetus here is the U.S. has had too much financial power backed by the military for far too long, and they, the G20, are going to implement change one way or the other, end quote. Joel says, but Morgan has absolutely no evidence to back up this claim. How are the G20 going to be able to force economic changes upon the U.S. or other member countries? In the 2012 letter to all G20 participants from the Financial Stability Board, he clearly implied no force was involved in the coming recommendations, saying, ultimately, implementation is the responsibility of your jurisdiction. Here's what his Financial Stability Board is suggesting. One, ending too big to fail banks, which may involve some shared pain by depositors, as in Cyprus. Strengthening oversight and regulation of shadow banking. Joel says, well, good luck shutting down secret banking. Third, increased regulation of the derivatives market. Joel says, very important, but difficult to get the big banks to even put up a fraction of the $500 trillion they contract for in derivative contracts. That much money doesn't even exist in current markets. Fourth, increasing the capacity, resources, and power of the FSB, of the Financial Stability Board. Joel says, more power to the International Financial Regulator Scheme, a predecessor to a global government. Realistically, all other nations have as many problems curtailing deficit spending and speculation as does the U.S. So this reform can't be targeting only the U.S. dollar. There simply isn't the political will to do any of these reforms democratically. So this threat is bogus. However, these kinds of quasi-international reforms are a warm-up exercise for full globalism when it does arrive. Continue the quote. The IMF is basically an extension of the United States. Even though it's called the International Monetary Fund, it is really U.S.-based. With what's been proposed here, the IMF is not going to have the clout that it once did, because the G20 is going to be able to overrule the IMF vote. 19 out of the P20 are saying they are mad as heck and we are not going to take anymore. You get it together or we're going to get it together for you. Joel says, but there's absolutely no backing for that statement. Not a single country I know of is saying this because they are all in worse shape than the U.S., except for Switzerland, to China, into Europe, all over the world. And now these dollars could be repatriated. The reason we haven't seen inflation is those dollars have not been spent. Joel says, that's half right. Perhaps only 50% of the cash is being held out of circulation in mattresses or hiding places. The rest is being circulated. Morgan, this would portend, quote, I need to get out of the dollar and buy tangible assets, end quote. Joel says, the fact that those dollars are not being spent, as he claims, is absolutely no justification for concluding, I need to get out of the dollar. People are hoarding dollars because their own currencies are unstable. The drive to get rid of dollars could only happen if the dollar was being inflated and thus was more unstable than other currencies relative to its base, and this is currently not the case. Continuing Morgan. This would be an impetus for these countries that don't need dollars anymore. Joel says, well, there are very few countries in this category. China is the main one because they have too many dollars, not because they don't need some dollars. Continuing Morgan. If I don't need these dollars and I don't settle oil in dollars, it's not the supreme currency. Joel says, yes, but these countries who have taken themselves out of the dollar market constitute less than 15% of the international economy, which is not that big. The U.S. alone is half the dollar economy, and that part isn't going to go away. Continuing to Morgan, I need to get out of it. If that mindset takes hold widespread, you could see the dollar dive in value against other currencies. If that were to take place, you could see a huge change virtually overnight. Joel says, yes, but give me a rational reason for how all of the countries that want dollars now would suddenly want to get rid of them. If, give me some substance, Joel says. Only the Fed pulling back the money supply in a major way, or hyperinflation, would do what Morgan predicts, and we see no sign of either happening. Morgan thinks the world knows the dollar is in trouble. He contends, quote, everyone wants to pretend that everything is okay, but once people say, I'm out, the dollar is toast. Once that mindset takes place, it could catch fire. It's unlikely, but you cannot rule that out. Something's going to take place this year that will have such an impact. Joel says, well, but what? Be specific, since only even a guess would help us judge how you are thinking. On silver, Morgan says, the rush into gold is basically nation state. True, but the rush into silver is basically the people. Joel says, well, actually, not at all. It's industry much more than people. Morgan continues, gold has always been nation state to nation state settlement. What will happen in my view, and this happened in late 1979 and 1980, is that people will catch on quickly. They will see what's happening in gold and they will say, I can't afford gold at $2,500 an ounce or $3,000. And they'll say, I'm going to buy silver. Joel says, yes, nothing new here. It's been that way ever since gold went over $500 an ounce. And it hasn't appreciably changed the gold-silver price ratio. Morgan, there will be a rush into gold and then silver like you have never seen before. You will either have it or you don't. What are Morgan's price targets? Morgan says, I am on the record that silver will hit $100 an ounce, and that may be conservative. Joel says, it should go that high, but it won't while the money powers are still manipulating the silver market. Morgan, I don't think we need to focus on the paper price, but the value of silver relative to the market, end quote. Joel says, but you do have to worry about the silver price, since that is where the manipulation of the market is happening. No predictions about the upside potential for gold and silver have any validity unless he addresses the downward suppression of gold and silver by paper futures contracts that rarely demand delivery. He's right about fundamental pressures to go up, but he needs to tell us how anyone can predict when the money powers are going to stop manipulating the price through paper contracts, and good luck with that. Without that key, his predictions mean nothing as far as the immediate timeline, I fully expect the pressure on silver and gold to keep going in the upward direction. But they've still got a lot of monetary muscle to keep it down for now. The third financial author predicting a collapse of the dollar is James Rickard, author of Currency Wars. He has come out with another book expanding on the same theme. It's called The Death of Money. And he, too, is shouting collapse, collapse, collapse. It's too bad the book is marred by this hype about collapse. The book actually has some excellent analysis of the global economy, Joel says. Or did destabilize the financial world, but it didn't cause a collapse. Besides, the entire world system was in a financial funk all during 1929 through 1940 due to the U.S. stock market crash, which was caused by the Fed, and the hyperinflation of Weimar Germany, where there was a true collapse of the German mark. But it wasn't an international collapse of the money. Collapse is too excessive of a word for what Rickard is describing, and I object to it strongly, Joel says. In addition, there was no collapse in 1971. Simply anger over the U.S. reneging on its promise to redeem dollars and gold. The other nations that already had dollars did not dump dollars any more than the Chinese are dumping U.S. bonds today, lest the price drop dramatically before they can unload their stash. They are selling slowly, and the dollar still retains a great deal of value relative to other currencies, because they are all bad currencies, and the choice between them is only relative, especially now that the absolute value of gold and silver has been somewhat disconnected from the markets through downward manipulation. In point of fact, economies never collapse to zero because people simply move into survival mode. People never completely give up and stop trying, except perhaps during the ravages of war. Government money does collapse from hyperinflation, but even that takes a special set of circumstances that is hard to come by in modern Western economies, as I have previously explained in the World Affairs Series. Back to Rickard, who quotes, "What I do for the reader is explain why the collapse is coming and, secondly, describe what this new system might look like. That should be very helpful to investors in preparing to both survive the collapse and be well-positioned in terms of wealth preservation under the new system that's coming," end quote. Rickard talks about IMF's special drawing rights with partial gold backing and redeemability in combination with a mix of fiat currencies. Any formula which gives fiat currencies a place at the table with gold redeemable options will ensure that governments have an advantage through money creation and avoid the gold payoff like the plague. Rickard, in my opinion, says Joel, has way too much confidence in government's willingness to abide by the limits he suggests. He clearly lacks an understanding of corrosive effects of socialism, which dominate every nation on earth and which drive political promises. Neither will they do the right thing based upon sound economics or the, quote, common good, end quote. For this reason, he does recognize that his system of reform won't satisfy the Austrian school of economics, the true free market theory thinkers, like Mises and Hayek. He says, quote, "Austrian school supporters of a traditional gold standard, which means 100% backing with redeemability in a fixed amount of gold per bill, are unlikely to endorse this new partial gold standard because it has fractional, even variable gold backing," Joel says, "and allows a mix of fiat currencies to be intermingled with gold backing." Continue the quote. "The conspiracy-minded are also unlikely to support it because it is global and has the sell of a new world order," end quote. Joel says, "and that distrust is merited due to the conspiratorial nature and evil conduct of the globalists who promote the New World Order." Continuing Rickard, "even the milder critics will point out that this system depends completely on promises by governments, and such promises have consistently been broken in the past. Yet it has the virtue of practicality, and it could actually get done," end quote. If it was accepted, it would be because those who would agree to it would see that it still contains the allowance for fiat expansion of the money supply without the constraint of 100% commodity backing. The reason the gold redeemability standard of the Bretton Woods Agreement didn't hold is that it didn't really prohibit the Fed from printing more currency than the redeemable of gold could supply. It that simply relied on the U.S. promise to redeem at a fixed price, with the implied threat of default that would follow any indiscriminate money creation without a concomitant increase in the gold supply. The rest of the world failed to figure on U.S. perfidia and the inevitable future default on their gold obligations, which came in 1971. The promise of gold redeemability is the real thing that promoted the dollar as a reserve currency, not some ethereal or general promise of gold backing by a central bank. Gold backing without redeemability is like loaning money to someone with a collateral guarantee but no provision for foreclosure upon default. Interestingly enough, the U.S. has only lost about 20% of its international reserve value since reneging on the gold contract in 1971. And that is because no other currency was offering redeemability in gold either. Relative to our current situation, Rickard says, quote, here we are again looking at another collapse. A paper money standard can work, but only if you maintain confidence in the money. And you do that by running a good economy and having a good business environment. We're doing the opposite. We are printing a lot of money, Scholl says, so is everyone else. We have a lousy business environment, so has everyone else. Taxes are too high, ditto. Growth is too low, ditto. So a lot of things are combining to undermine confidence in the dollar, end quote. Scholl says, in his latest book, he documents similar problems with Russia, China, Brazil, India, Britain, and the EU. So why can't he see that all these problems don't point to a dollar collapse, but rather a downward spiral of all economies? Rickards goes on to say, quote, the last time the system collapsed in 2008, the Fed rescued it. Scholl says, it didn't collapse. Only the mortgage-backed securities market collapsed, and the housing market, which dropped about 30%. Continuing the Rickards quote, how did they do that? Well, we know the Fed printed over $3.5 trillion in new money in the last 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet went from $800 billion to over $4 trillion. Scholl says, yes, but that inflation of the money supply was less than 2% of U.S. dollars outstanding, which doesn't make for hyperinflation. He missed the biggest thing the Fed did to bail out the economy. They bailed out AIG, the largest holder of derivative contracts, thus guaranteeing those mortgage-backed securities and keeping the derivative bubble from collapsing.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Our guest, Andrew Skousen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble, but it's not going to collapse immediately.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Our guest has been Andrew Skousen, and so he's been reading his dad's summary, World Affairs Brief. Oh, one thing, Andrew, would you like to tell our listeners how they could subscribe to the World Affairs Brief if they're interested?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, the best way is to go to worldaffairsbrief.com. That's one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com. And there's an easy link for signing up to the World Affairs Brief. People can pay the modest subscription fee and get a year's supply of the brief delivered to their inbox every week. By logging in and subscribing to the brief, they can also get access to all past briefs and see what Joel has said about everything in the past. Even if people don't want to subscribe to the brief, it's worth going to that website occasionally. We are always updating it with links to news stories that we think are helpful to people in supplementing their news reading.
And then, of course, the books, the books on secure living, where to go for.
Yes, right, Dr. And if people click on joelskousen.com, they will find descriptions and links to all of our briefs, all of Joel's work and books, the most popular of which is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. This is a book that highlights all of the dangers and threats that we see facing us in the U.S. in the future, and where in the United States is less dangerous to live during these hard times. Of course, there's no place that's going to be completely unaffected by the hard times that are coming. But the different places are definitely better to live in than others. Once people have worked out a retreat location or property, they should probably get one of our other two books, The Secure Home, which is a large 700-page book that lists everything about securing a residence, whether it be new construction or a remodel, and how to provide a shelter and alternate energy system and prepare it for the hard times that are facing us. If people just want to do a small-scale renovation with a single room in their house, they can get the smaller, cheaper book, The High Security Shelter, that we've just revised. And that highlights in a do-it-yourself fashion, complete with plans about how to build out of cinder blocks a reinforced concrete structure with a solid roof on it that will protect people and their supplies during hard times. It has details about how to secure it and hide the entrance and even put in some basic alternate energy systems for it.
And if you want to get these, they're available by calling 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Andrew, we're out of time. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, primarily listener-supported. Quite frankly, we need your help so we can maintain our network of stations out across America and continue doing 5 hours of talk radio five times a day. And then, of course, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can certainly get the various books and DVDs and various items that we have for sale. And certainly you can get your Berkey water filter material from us, your Miracle 2 soap products. We carry a line of spices. We carry a line of health products. And basically, you need those health products. Most people are deficient in magnesium. They're deficient in zinc. They're deficient in vitamin D. And you need to know certainly where you get these products. These are the highest quality products you can get. When you get them, you help us. But you help yourself, and you need a good supply on hand because we never know when these supplies might not be available. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, and then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Come on.